Zog de Gemara Itmar. Hano habolo ilo odom bal korchoi. Chof heo mit beiz in the middle of the omid. The last word on the line is Itmar. Itmar. Hano habolo ilo odom bal korchoi. A hano that comes to a person without intent. Not just without intent. Against his will. The whole hano that's coming to me was against my will. Now, as a hakdama to this sugyo, the Achronim say as follows, Rebbe Chanan, in Kovichurim, Reb Shimon, and Shari Yosha, that just like when a person has to eat, and he's oivan isa v'achila, there's a ma'is achila that you do, so to hano, you cannot be chayiv on hano unless he did a ma'isa. Hano itself, the fact that a person b'metzias is nana, that is not going to be a reason why to mechayiv you. There has to be a ma'isa that you can shtel to, that now I'm chayiv for the hano. Now the question of the sugi is going to be, what's considered a ma'isa? If I had no choice, it's bal korcho, it's loy efsha, I couldn't get out of it, loy mechavin, is that also considered enough for ma'isa to mechayiv you? But if there's no ma'isa on your part whatsoever, then you would not be chayiv on the hano either. And Reb Shimon says the reason is because the hano we learn out from loy ochel. So the Torah says it in the Lashon of Achila, which is a ma'isa. So Mele the hano needs a ma'isa too. And now the question is, what's called a ma'isa? Zog di gemora, itmar, hano abolo lo odom bal kochoi, hano that comes to a person against his will. Abaya omar muteres. Abaya says that the hano, that coming, the benefit that is derived from there, is muta. V'rova omar asura. So we have a yesodit, it's like a machlokes Abaya and Rova. Abaya says it's muta, Rova says it's osa. Zog di gemora as follows. Efshe v'kom echaven. If let's say the person can get out of it, I'm walking on a street of a delicious aroma from an Issa Hano, Avodah Zorah, smell. So efshir, I can get out of it and go to a different street, become a chavin, and when I go there, I intend, I say, ah, delicious, and I open my nostrils and smell. Or, loy efshir, become a chavin. Or let's say, I cannot get out of it. Yet, I'm being mechavin. I can't, there's no other street, there's no way of me getting to where I have to go to, or at least without a major tircha, unless I go through that street, it's loy efsha. But kol mechaven, I'm being mechaven when I go there, I say, ah, let me enjoy this delicious aroma. So kuli amale pligi di osir. Then everyone agrees that it's osir. Abaya also agrees it's osir, that type of hano. Zok di gemara, loy efsha v'loy mechaven. Let's say I cannot get out of it. I cannot get out of it. It's the only way I can pass. V'loy mechaven. And I have no intent whatsoever to enjoy the smell. I try not to open my nostrils. I don't want intent. I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to enjoy it. So kule amale pligi de shogi. Everyone agrees it's muta. Even Rav agrees it's muta. I'm not being mechaven. Yes, I. And number one, I'm loy efsha. I can't get anywhere else. V'loy mechaven, and I have no intent. So kule amale pligi de shogi. Even Rav agrees it's muta. What's the machlokes in this lishne kama? Ki pligi the efsha v'loy mechaven. I could take another street with no major difference in Tircha. But Lemaisa, so that on that part, Lemaisa had a choice. V'loy mechaven, but I have no intent. When I walk through the street, my intent is I don't want to smell, I don't want to enjoy it. So now the question is, V'alibe de Rabbi Yehuda de Omar, Dove Shein Miskaven Osir, the Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos, that we had in Shas, Machlok Zabshim Rabbi Yehuda. If a person is going to meet a kiss of a safsel, he's carrying a schlepping a bench, and now he has to get to. He has no intent. He's not mechaven to be chayrish on the soda, or to be boyne in a bias, right? That's what it depends. In a bias, it's boyne in the soda. It's chayrish. He has no intent. So Rabbi Yehuda says that it's still osir. Dov Hashem miskaven is osir. So alibe de Rabbi Yehuda domer Dov Hashem miskaven is osir. Kulam le pligi de osir. Everyone agrees it's osir. Abaya agrees if it's lo yevsha. I'm sorry, it's Efshe v'loy mechaven. It's, I can take a different street, but it's loy mechaven. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, loy mechaven is also. So, I leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Hashem mechaven is also. Abaye would also agree it's also. Kulam le pligi de also. Ki pligi, what's the machloikas? Abaye and Rava? I leave it to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that Gorim mita kis of a safsel is muta. So, I leave it to Reb Shimon, Dov Hashem mechaven is muta. So, Abaye is Reb Shimon. Abaye says muteres over here by the case of Efshe v'loy mechaven. Like Reb Shimon says. Ein miskaven is muta. Abaye is Reb Shimon. The Rava that says it's osir, even according to Reb Shimon. Why?
You're right. Yes, but special din of Melechus Machshavas, the din of Shabbos. How can Shabbos eat to shmecking the chometz and Pesach?
Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is a din in Gan Shas. Einem is Kavin. Mutosi. Yes, we have it by Shabbos. Go and meet the kids of the Safsal. But it's all over. It's other places too. Melechus Machshavas negayim by Shabbos. But Einem is Kavin, is that considered a mice and a Shabbos to you or not? Reb Shimon holds that it's muta zokt, what's it called? Rava says that even according to Reb Shimon, over here will be also. Why? V'gova omar, at kan lekomek Reb Shimon elehecha de lo yefshar. The Gemara Vadir says in Beya and Shabbos, we're talking about a safsal godel. You can't lift it. You have no choice. So when it's lo yefshar and ainem iskavim, because I can't lift it, hech lo yefshar, then tak Reb Shimon holds its muta. Mashenkin, when it's safsal cotton, then tak Reb Shimon will not say muta. However, according to Abaya, he says that no, that Reb Shimon's din is even by safsal cotton, even if he could lift it, and dovash ainem iskavim is muta, even if you're efshar. And that's good for the machloikas. Over here, since it's efsh, I can take a different road. V'loim iskaven, alibid Rabbi Yehuda, no question. Everyone agrees it's also. Alibid Rabbi Shimon, it says, dovashem iskaven is muta. Do you say that's dafka over there because it's loy efshar? That's a rova holds. Over here will be also. Abai says, Rabbi Shimon is even by efshar. Zog di gemoga, atkan, Rabbi says, atkan lekomeg Rabbi Shimon el hechad loy efshar. Meaning you can't lift it, the safsal. Aval hechad efshar, where you can take a different road, loy. Rabbi Shimon never said it. So in a lishna kama, this is the list of kama of the Gemara. The list of kama of the Abayin Rava. When a person smells an aroma which is forbidden, Nisuga Ano, we're talking about the Machlokes Abayin Rava. Abayin, it says Muteres, and Rava says Asura. That's called Hano Abola La'odam Bal Korchoi. It's coming against my will. We're talking about a case of Efsher V'loy Mechavin. I could take a different road, but I'm not being Mischavin. So, according to Rabbi Yudalim, Ein Miskavin is also no question. Everyone agrees it's also. According to Rabbi Shimon, Ein Miskavin is Mutter. Rava says that's only by Loy Efsha by Safsa Gogol, but by Hayetz Efsha, so will be also. And Abai says Rabbi Shimon is even by Safsa Kotan. And this is the Machloikas, like we started off, like Rabbi Shimon says, like Rabbi Cholon says, you have to have a Maisa that's Mesiachas to you. Is this Efsha V'loy Miskavin enough of a Maisa that's Mesiachas to you? And now you consider the Chayv and the Hano. What's the Maisa that's Mesiachas to you? That I'm able to take a different road. And I took this road, that's the Maisa I'm doing. So even though I'm Loy Miskavin, I'm Chayv and the Hano. Ikud Amri, Tzveta Lish is as follows. Efsha V'loy Miskavin, what we just finished saying before, Efsha V'loy Miskavin, that's not the Machlok Zabayin Rova. That's the Machlok Zabayin Rav Shimon. Hainu Pluktai, the Rabbi Rav Shimon. That is the Machlok Zabayin Rav Shimon in Shas, of Ein Miskavin. Loi Efsha V'loy Miskavin. That means, Loi Efsha, I have no choice, I can't take a different road. V'loy Miskavin, I'm not being Nana. I'm not being Mechavin to be Nana. Kulam Ala Pligi to Shogi. Everyone agrees it's Muta. Ki Pligi. Now we're going to Abaya, meaning, Loi Efsha V'loy Miskavin. When he have no choice, I can't take another road. V'loy k'mechavin, I have no intent. So kulam lo pligi de shogi, Abai and Rava both agree, it's muti, even Rava agrees. Ki pligi, the machlokes Abai and Rava is, and that's the Lishna Basra, the loy efsher, the k'mechavin. So again, in the Lishna Kama we said, the machlokes is by efsher, the loy mechavin. In Lishna Basra we're saying, the machlokes Abai and Rava is, that in the Lishna Basra we're saying, what we just said, by efsher, the machlokes Abai and Rava is, Rav Shimon. We're saying that the machlokes Abayin Rova is Hano Abo Bal Korcho is Muteres Oser is the loy efsher. I cannot take another road. Become a chavin, and now I'm opening my nostrils. Let me enjoy this aroma of the Isano of the Avodah Zorah. The loy efsher become a chavin. What's the machlokes? Zok Gemara as follows: Alibe de Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, we know you go bosa kavona. So Alibe de Reb Shimon, the Oser bosa kavona. Kulam loy pligi de Oser. Everyone agrees it's Oser. Over here, Reb Shimon is got the chumregar. Since Reb Shimon, the main criteria is you look at the Maisa Kavona, well, over here being Mechavin, of course it's going to be Oser. Even according to Abaya, Reb Shimon would say over here it's Oser. You're being Mechavin. Ki pligi, the Machlokes is, Alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, we know in Shas, is that Yechayev, irrelevant if you're Mechavin or not. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the criteria is not the Kavona Shaboy. So Mele, the fact that you're Mechavin over here, that's not going to be Mechayev you. What's Mechayev you, is it considered your Maisa or not? Meaning, is it Efsha or not? So ki pligi, Alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, that's good with the Machlokes. Do you maybe say Rabbi Yehuda now Lekula? Ki pligi, Alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. The Oma, Loisha, Miskavin, Loisha, and Miskavin. Come to Rabbi Yehuda, irrelevant, Yechayev, if you're not Mechavin too. So Efsha is Osa. Over here by Efsha, it will be Osa. Why? Because Efsha, so Mela, it will be Osa. Mashe, because the ikker, what's tolian is in the efsha and the loy efsha. So Abaye attack a hole like a Yehuda, and that's why it will be osa. Hano shabolal adam bal korchoy, even though you're mechaven, but that's only by efsha it's osa. But if it's loy efsha, Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say osa. So Abaye could have Yehuda. Abaye will hold like a Yehuda. So it's all tolian efsha v'loy efsha. The Rava Amalach, the Rava would say the opposite. Atkan lekomer Rabbi Yehuda she'en miskaven kemiskaven ela lechumra. When Rabbi Yehuda say that ein miskaven kemiskaven, that means even if ein miskaven it's also is that's a chumra dekadin. Aval miskaven she'en miskaven lekula loy. Now she ain't get over here. That over here to say, since but to say over here that you be that when does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's not tolian kavona to mechayev you? Now she ain't kein. Over here to say it lekula that you wouldn't say. That means to say that over here you're gonna be lekula because over here it's loyafsher, then you're not gonna say Rabbi Yehuda lekula that it's gonna be mutter. So that's where Rava holds also. Abaye holds that it's mutter. Why? Because it's totally in the efsher and the loyafsher. Since it's loyafsher, so man over here it's mutter. Rava that says that's only a chumadikadin. But to say lekula, but it's loy efsha, savada, he's not going to say it's going to be mutter, and that's where it's going to be also. So that's the machloikas, Abaye and Rava in the second Lishna. Now the Gemara continues and explains this machloikas. Meaning we have a machloikas, Abaye and Rava. What's the din? It comes to the Lishna Basra by loy efsha, v'kom mechaven. I cannot go to a different road, and I'm being mechaven. Abaye says it's mutter, even though I'm being mechaven, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, the criteria is not the kavona, not. It's the kavona is in the efsha, and if it's loy efsha. And Rabbi says, no, you don't say lekula. Omer Abaye mina amina lo, where do I know this din from? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Omer all of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So Yoshe betzilo shel heichel. The heichel had a tall wall. So the shade of the heichel extended all the way into the Azorah. Now, if you're on a sunny day, you're sitting outside in the Azara, and you're being nana from the tzel, so then you're being nana from kochim. It's me'ila. After all, the heichel's kochim, it's in the kodesh hakadoshim, can't be nana from it. So, Yoshim and Zakkai, we're going on the second lashon. We're going to bring a raya to the let's see the Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara is raya to. Zog the Gemara, there was a omgol of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, so Yoshim and Tzila shel heichel. V'derish kol yom kuloi, v'hocha deloy efsher u'mechaven shavi. It's loy efsher. There was a big crowd. He was telling them the halachas. He was giving a shir. It's loy efsher. This is where I was. So it's not efsher to go somewhere else. I'm loy efsher. Wherever I am, there's a shade. So it's loy efsher u'mechaven. Of course, you're being mechaven to be nani. You can't say I'm not enjoying the shade. What do you mean? The sun would be beating on you. So it's loy efsher u'mechaven. That's the second lishna. We said machlokes Abaye and Rava was in the second lishna. Loy efsher. I can't go somewhere else, but I'm being mechaven. So Uvah stayed over here, shori, and it was mutter. It wasn't osa for Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai to give a shir and being nana from the shade b'mechaven, but it's loyevsha. So it's a raya loyevsha v'kom mechaven. It's shori. The Rava is going to say no. Over here, it's different. Rava Omar shiny heichel the letoichoy osui, meaning the purpose of the heichel, the walls, is letoichoy. It's built for its inside. So the fact that at the end of the day there's a shade outside too, that would be mutter even if it's efsha. Meaning, we're saying over here it's a raya that it's mutter baloy efsha. No, even by efsha we'll be mutter over here because it's the toicha asuya. So you want to bring a raya loy efsha kom echaven is mutter. No one's going to say efsha kom echaven is mutter. So this is even if an efsha will be mutter because it's not meant for the outside. It's meant for the inside. That's not called kederach. So mainly you're not going to be chayev taka on this hano. Look at Rashi. Rashi taka says that. The ain hano selo nesro, the ain zederach hano osoy. Exactly. Since it has to be a derech, so it's not a derech, so it's not called your maisa. So that's why it's muti, even if it would have been efshed to go somewhere else, it's the toicha suya.
Over here, when you shmek a gishmak of chomets, you're doing a maisa. Over there, tzila is a meila coming. You're not doing anything. You're not
I'm sitting down over here in the shade.
Inhaling the shade.
I'm sitting in the shade.
You're not doing a
so that's going to be the Gemara's next sugya. The Gemara's going to say, if koil mar v'reach, Yesh be mishum ilo not. Is it bichal called a yesh be mamish? Is it bichal something that you can mibisyachas? Maybe that's good. Go for the nekuda. If it's ain't by mamish, then what? You didn't do anything. You're saying it's not a maisa. It's not even a meila because it's not even a mamoshes over here.
So you said before that you have to smell it.
Right.
The
tzila
is memela.
Right. But you are sitting there.
The sun's going to move. You're not going into the shade. He started early in the morning. No. He's there kol yom, it said. So when the sun moved or whatever, it became a meila. He didn't do a maisa.
I mean, we could be misyachas the maisa of going there earlier. We see in sugis and shas the maisa that you did.
It happened when the sun moved.
I got it. The maisa was, it came about through the sun moving. Unless that's Nichla and Rav's Teretz. Rav says, "Shiny Echel Teicha Asuya."
Here is because Meil is only if you do Derech to use.
Shalok Derech.
Over here, Shalok Derech.
But this is the Gemara's Abaye's attempt to bring a raya that Loi Efsha become a Chaven is mutar from the fact that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was Loi Efsha become a Chaven. He was being nana from it. And Rava says, no, this is L'Toy Chasuyoy, so it's B'chal not K'derek B'chal. So that would be Muti, even if it would be Nefsha. Now, Tosis points out the reason why it has to be K'derek, it's Shaloy K'derek, this Hano, because Tseloy is L'Toy Chasuyoy, is because we learn out from Me'ila, we learn out from Chetchet, from Truma. And by Truma, it says Achila, so Me'ila has to be K'derek. Now, Rava is going to bring a Raya that Loy Efsha, U'mechaven, is Taka going to be Osir, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because it's loy efsha. That's it can be lekula, but it has to be lechumra. So even though it's loy efsha, it will be lechumra. Omar Rove, menah minolo. It says as follows. The Tanya. The Tanan. Lulin hoya psuchin baliyaz beis kodesh hakadoshim. If they had to fix something that was broken in the kodesh hakadoshim. So if the fixer man was a non-koyan, how is he going to fix it? So they made like a box, a lul is a box, with one side open. So like this, when you're lifted and you're placed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the airspace, to fix something in the wall, a crack, you're not being nana from the beautiful sight around you. If you turn around, you see the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're not allowed to be nana from it, it's me'ila. So it's like a box that's open on one side, you know, like the workers have, they go up, and that's how you fix what you had to fix. So lulinoi psukin baliyas beis kodesh hakadoshim shaben mishal shalin esa umnin. They put the workers in there b'tevois in these boxes kedei shali azunu einayim mi beis kodesh hakadoshim. So the eyes should not be nizan and benefit from seeing the kodesh hakadoshim. Zok the gemara v'ha'ocha zok the rova v'ha'ocha the loy efsha v'kom echaven. Over here it's loy efsha. There's no other way to fix it. You got to go there v'kom echaven. And if it wouldn't have been an enclosed box, you're being mechaven to be nana. It's a beautiful sight, and we don't allow that. V'osur, and that's what had to be an enclosed box. Over here, it's lo yefsha. There's no other way of fixing it. V'kom mechaven. And if it wouldn't have been an enclosed box, then you would have been mechaven, and we see it's awesome, we had to enclose it. So we see efsha, v'loy efsha, v'kom mechaven is osur, and that's what had to be enclosed. Zokmo v'tizbaro. It is not a raya. V'omer Reb Shimon Pazi, Omer Reb Shimon Levi, b'shum b'kapora. Koil umara v'reyach, ein b'mshum me'ila. Koil, it's ein b'mamish. I'm being nana from a me'ila, from a voice. Or mara, or sight, or reach, or even a smell. There's no me'ila. El a'mayla osu b'beis kodesh ha'kadoshim. It's a'mayla. But it's b'chlal no raya to the sugi over here. Because it's not b'chlal a'pasha me'ila. It's not a'mayla. Once it's a'mayla, so me'ila there's no raya that it was in a closed box. It could have been open also. But the reason why they did it, it's Asmaila. Ikeda Amri Omar Rova, Rova brought the raya from the following case. Mena Amin Olo Netanya. Omar Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, Omar Reb Shimon Ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora. State in the Braise, Kol Maro Vereyach, Ein Be Mishum Me'ila. So we make a diak. Me'ila Hu Deleiko. There's no Me'ila, by Kol Maro Vereyach. Ho Yisura Iko, Masha Enkein, Mitzad Me'ila, maybe you won't be Chai V'Choymesh, and all the Kormen Oshom, whatever the Kormen Me'ila is. But Issa, there would be. My love, what are we talking about? That it's also for kol ma'avireach lo oisana oim de mifnim. We're talking about people that are inside. Dolei efsha kol mechaven va'osar. It's those that are inside. It's loy efsha. They can't escape from where they are. V'kol mechaven and it's osar. So we see, even though it's ameila, but isra is zakdim olay lo oisana oim de mechutz. We're saying that it's for those that are oimdin bachutz. Or for them we say that it's taka osa. But the oimdin bifnin, there's taka no isa. So there's no raya because the oimdin bachutz are efshu mechaven. Zogt mo guf vom rebshim en pasim rebshim leim shuma kapor kol ma vegeh em bim shuma ila zogt mo vegeh em bim shuma ila a smell is no me ila but tanya we learned clearly when it comes to the ktoris am a fatim is ktoris if someone makes the ktoris le slamet ba he does it in order to practice ola moisra le tzibur he's potter because he's not doing it for smell he's doing it to learn lo riach ba but he's doing it in order to smell the delicious aroma he's chayev. That means he's making, for the etzem mice of making it, lo riach bo, he's chayev. V'ham riach bo, and the etzem smell, if someone walks by and he smells the ktoris for his own enjoyment, he's potter. Ela shemoel, he's taka mice ila, but the mice is potter, because he didn't do a mice of making it. But the mice is moel. So we see clearly that riach yesh bo mishum ila, we'd said, kol ma riach ema mishum ila, here we see riach yesh bo ila. He's potter on bringing, on the chorus maybe. Right, meili would be, but he's not going to be chayv chorus. Chorus he chayv for the making it. Hamefatim as a chorus, as a chorus. La riach boy, if he's mefatim la riach boy, yechayv. Chayv means chorus.
And what do you chayv on Shemuel?
Mol is a korban meila, like every meila. Salkaponim, we see that reach yesh b'mishumila. Elom rapapa kol umray reach ein b'mishumila v'vishe ein b'mamish. So we're taking out reach taka. Elom rapapa kol umara. Only a voice and a sight is ein b'mishumila v'vishe ein b'mamish. It's no mamoshes. Mashenken reach la'achas etalatim rosoi. It depends. After it evaporates, so to speak, ein b'mishumila. Hoil v'nasa mitzvosoi. Meaning, le'olam, we're saying reach yesh by mamish. So before nasa mitzvosoi, so mele it's considered kochi Hashem and yichayev als meila. Masha ein kein. Afterwards, it's nasa mitzvosoi. It's not kochi Hashem anymore. So mele you're not chayev al meila. So come on, a memory from here can deduce the cholecha the nasa mitzvosoi. If the mitzvah was done after talatim rosoi, eim b'mishum meila. V'arei trumas hadeshen. They scoop up the trumas hadeshen. The nasa mitzvosoi, it's after it's already burnt. V'yesh b'mishum me'ila. How do we know it is me'ila by Tumas Hadeshen? D'chsev, we see, it says clearly in the Pasuk, V'somoy eitzel ha'mizbech, shalo yefazel. It says, you're not allowed to be mefazel, you have to place it exactly by the mizbech. V'somoy shalo yehena. You're not allowed to be nena from it. Now it's nasa mitzvosoi already. So we see this me'ila, even when it's nasa mitzvosoi, it's still called kochi Hashem. We're saying, establishing that reach is yesh by mamish, but nasa mitzvosei eim b'mishum meila. Here we see that trumas hadeshen even after nasa mitzvosei, it's saying nala binena b'shum da'avet and for the gemara b'shum da'avet trumas hadeshen a big day kuna shnei ksuvin aboyin ke'echod v'chol shnei ksuvin aboyin ke'echod. Shloifazim means you shouldn't spread it out. It has to be specifically placed in by the mizbeach, eitzel mizbeach. That's where you place the trumas hadeshen. V'shlo yehena. V'somay another drasha shlo yehena. V'somay the tzveite drasha is there's two drasha we learn from v'somay. V'somay eitzel mizbeach shlo yefazer dafke eitzel v'somay shlo yehena. So we see in ala binana even after nasa mitzvosoi and for the gemara mishum rabbe trumas hadesh and a big day kuna shnei ksuvin aboyin ke'echod v'chol shnei ksuvin aboyin ke'echod eim alamdin. That means when it's two psukim that tell me the same thing, then eim alamdin to other places. But for this place itself, you attack bichayev. Because it says v'somay shlo yehena, but it's not a right to other places. Tumas hadesh not amar like we said over here. It says v'somay shlo yehena. It can learn out to other places. Other places would not be considered mila. It's snakes from rabban keechod. But tumas hadesh not amaron. Big day kunu. What's the second pasuk? Dichsiv v'nicham shom. You place the begodim shom. It's stone geniza. After you wear it in Yom Kippur, it's stone geniza. Melamet shetunin geniza. So we see that it's stone geniza, and you be chay meil on it. Something that's stone geniza, you're not allowed to eat from it. Zok mo anichel rabbonu da'amri melamdim, anichel rabbonu da'amri melamet shetun in geniza. You're right, if it's stone geniza, you have to ksum rabbon ke'echot. Elo rabdois to the poligalayu, do'omar, avaguin in the coin hedjet, the coin golu doesn't have to dispose of it. It could be used by someone else, by the coin hedjet. So, umay ve'nicham shom, Shleish Tamish Membe Yom Kippurim Acher. It just means that he cannot use it for next Yom Kippur. But it doesn't mean that it's on Geniza, so we don't see Tuksuvin, Michael Meimar. And tomorrow I found another second pasuk that make it that Shnei Ksuvim Eim Lamdin. Shnei Ksuvim Sadeshen, Ve'egla Arufa, Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Ke'echod. By Egla Arufa, it says, Shom. In Mashmah, Shom Tei Kvurosoi. The decapitated calf is Shomtei Kvurosoi. So Mele, it's Ton Geniza, Ein Alibi Nen from it. So Shnei Ksuvin. Zog Dumor, V'choshek, Zog Aboyim Ke'echod Eim Lamdin. Henichel Amanda Omar, Emelamdin. That's only true if there's such a klal of steaks on Ben Kach Emelamdin. Elamando Emelamdin, Michael Meimar, Zog Demora, Trem Yute Ksiva, Ksiv, Visomoy, Viksiv Harufa. It says Visomoy and it says Harufa. Harufa has come to tell me, Dafka Degla Rufa, it's Inala Binena. Mashmek and other things, it's Trumayutin, so then it would be, according to everyone, it's Taka Emelamdin. Even if you use the old Melamdin, but Tumi Yutin, it will be a Melamdin. We'll stop over here, Toshma.